Coming up on the KBOO this morning at 7:30, Cecil and Celeste host More Talk Radio. Their topics include tax day, reminding policymakers that voters will hold them accountable for their 2006 spending decisions. At 9, it's the Old Mold Variety Hour with news, views, reviews, and interviews from the underground. At 10 on the food show, Jake Wolner interviews members of Northwest Veg about vegetarian in Oregon. And at 11, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman.
Here is the KBOO Community Calendar for Monday, the 17th of April, 2006. Tonight at 7, the League of Women Voters hosts a candidate forum for Multnomah County Circuit Court Judge, Position 31. This is at the Multnomah Building, 501 Southeast Hawthorne, in the boardroom. Voters will have an opportunity to listen as five candidates respond to questions. Of the 17 Circuit Court positions on the ballot in the May election, only Position 31 is contested. The one-hour forum, moderated by the League of Women Voters of Portland, will offer voters a rare opportunity to hear and evaluate all candidates running for this judicial office. The forum is presented by the League of Women Voters of Portland and the Multnomah Bar Association. The League of Women Voters of Portland is a nonpartisan organization that encourages the informed and active participation of citizens in government. Again, this is tonight at 7 at the Multnomah Building, 501 Southeast Hawthorne, in the boardroom. If you are in the Eugene area this evening, consider attending the Oxygen Collective's Biscuit Roadless Show. This is tonight at 7. The Oxygen Collective is directly challenging the Bush administration's rapidly advancing plans to salvage log forest in Oregon's largest unprotected roadless areas this summer. For 3 days in April, they will be traveling in a 40-foot biodiesel bus throughout western Oregon for 4 scheduled appearances and a few unannounced surprises. The Oxygen Collective has been at the forefront of both public education and popular protest of biscuit logging. They offer a multimedia presentation reviewing the biscuit saga up to now and highlighting how the latest logging proposals will create detrimental national precedents. This will be conveyed in a high-energy show featuring music, video, speakers, and slides. Again, this is tonight at 7 to 9 p.m. at the University of Oregon, 100 Willamette Hall in Eugene. A little closer to home is a showing of the film Pretty Village, Pretty Flame. This is at PSU this evening from 6 to 9 p.m. Pretty Village, Pretty Flame is a film about the Bosnian Civil War. Noted for its black humor, this film carries a serious anti-war message. Many of the scenes were shot on location in places that would eventually become former battlefields. This film series is presented by the Progressive Student Union and a coalition of campus groups and academic department at Portland State, and there will be discussions following. This event is tonight at Portland State, 6 to 9 p.m. in the Multicultural Center, Smith 228, PSU, at 1825 Southwest Broadway. And finally, if you are one of those fortunate enough to be able to pay taxes, make sure to get your forms turned in today. Tomorrow might be too late. Thanks for listening to this edition of the KBOO Community Calendar for Monday, April 17th, 2006.
This coming Tuesday, April 18th at 7:30 a.m., all three candidates for Multnomah County Chair we'll square off on the issues with Joe Uris, Abe Proctor, and you, the call-in audience. A no-holds-barred confrontation this coming Tuesday, April 18th at 7:30 a.m. The Multnomah County Chair Race. Don't miss it.
Show on the third Monday of every month.
This month on the food show,
pickles, octopus,
local vegetarian,
squid, That's right here on KBOO.
Dish it up. This Monday at 10 a.m. on the KBOO Radio Zine.